Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Okay, I want you to do it with me. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Well, congratulations. You can name at least one of your emotions. And I'm very proud of you that you sang along with me, even if you're watching this online, because I know you did. Now, being able to name one of your emotions is good, but let's be honest, you've got quite a way to go if you can only name one. And in fact, most Americans apparently can only name three emotions that they have. And that's of note because actually, there are somewhere between 87 and 150 emotions that we have. How do I know this? Well, because there's research that helps us learn all these things. But if you think about it, the range of our human experience that is really encapsulated in emotions or kind of emotional experiences ranges in a huge number in our lives. And when we get in touch with our emotions and have a better understanding of what they are and how they work in our lives, it also will help us get more real. Now, like we've been talking about over the past few weeks, getting real means getting in touch with who God wants us to be. And in particular, we've been talking so far about what it means to get rid of the sin in our lives. But there's another very important part of what it means to get real, which is to get in touch with our emotions. Because emotions, like I said, are a very big part of our lives. Now, I need to pause for just a minute here and give credit where credit is due. I need to tell you that a lot of what I have to share, specifically about emotions, comes from a very important researcher and writer and voice in our day and age, Brené Brown, and specifically in her book, Atlas of the Heart. Now, this is her most recent book, and it is fabulous, and I highly recommend it. But also, it's a very important dive into what it looks like to understand our emotions better. Now, I have to give credit also where credit is due. So, Pastor Amanda, thank you for helping me explore somebody who I knew was important, but I didn't realize how helpful her work could be. Now, when we think about all of these things, our emotions and our experiences, it helps us get a better understanding of the diversity of our human lives. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, like, well, emotions is like a touchy-feely thing, and I don't really need to get into touch with my emotions. I'm okay. Well, the reality is emotions are a huge part of our experience, a huge part of who we are. And when we understand our emotions better, we understand better who God wants us to be. Now, to understand how important this is, we have to understand that emotions are the way we experience life. Professor Eduardo Barakat puts it like this. As human beings, we can only experience life emotionally. Now, that might be a strong statement on the one hand, but I think it helps us understand just how important emotions are because it is how we experience life. To understand the importance of what this does for us, we need to remind ourselves that emotions are like the gateway to life. We have to understand that emotions are so important because they help us explore where we're going and who we're becoming. And it helps us to see where new and second chances come from. As Brené Brown puts it, find a universe of new choices and second chances when we explore our emotions. And having a universe of new choices and second chances might be important for our emotions, but it's also exactly what God wants for us as well. To me, when I hear about new choices and second chances, that sounds just like grace, just like the gift of love that God gives to us. Because that's what God wants for us, is to have a life filled with new choices and life filled with second chances. Now, God would love it if we got it all right the first time. But the reality is we don't get it right the first time. We explore new things, we make mistakes, and that means that we need grace and God's love, which means we also need second chances. And getting in touch with all this is part of the journey that God wants for each one of us to go on. Now, we need to remember that emotions are a very important part of every person's life, and they're a very important part of Jesus' life as well. We know that Jesus was the full representation and the full experience of humanity, and Jesus experienced his emotions just as much as anybody. We know famously that Jesus was upset, that he wept when his friend Lazarus died. There's other times where we hear about Jesus having such visceral experiences that his guts turned over. And I know we all have had experiences where our stomach flips upside down. We know we get in touch with our physical selves, even through our emotions. And Jesus had strong emotions. Jesus had strong reactions. And Jesus used his emotions to advance his work in the world in many ways as well. And these emotions are a part of how we know that we're human. And it's a part of how we know also that God wants us to care about these things as well, because it's part of our human life. And anything that's a part of our human life is worthy of God's love and worthy of God's redemption. It also is very clear that it's one of the ways that God wants to be with us is to help us live into healthy and faithful emotional experiences. Because God really cares a lot about our hearts and our minds. God doesn't just care about our physical being. God cares about our whole selves. And this was also one of the things that the Apostle Paul was very directly clear on in some of his letters. Specifically in his letter to his friends in Philippi, he was addressing to them what it meant for God to be caring about our emotions. And what he said is that God gives us peace, a very special kind of peace, that helps us to understand that God is with us. It also, this kind of peace that God gives to us, helps guard our hearts and our minds. And specifically, he wrote it like this: "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." This is a great promise we have from God about how much God cares about our emotions, because what it says to us is that God gives us this peace, a reminder that God is with us, a reminder that God is at work in our lives. But this peace isn't just a consolation about what is to come or that God is with us. It's also a part of God, as it says, guarding our hearts, guarding our minds, to remind us that God is involved with shaping our hearts and our minds. And the shaping of our hearts and our minds, while sometimes has an intellectual function, it also has an emotional function as well. So when we better understand how we react in our lives, our emotions and our emotional experiences, that's part of us having our hearts and our minds shaped. Now specifically, we want our hearts and our minds to be shaped after Jesus. When Paul talks about being in Christ Jesus, it's both a saying of Christ being in us and us being in Christ. And that's the journey that God wants us to be on. And as we've been saying, that's what it means to get real in our lives. So paying attention to our emotions, it can be a very important part of what it means to allow God to help us grow in our lives and also to help us understand where God wants us to go in our lives. Now let me be quick to add that it's also very important for us to understand that emotions are good, that emotions are a part of our lives. It's also true that emotions can either be complicated or compromised because of the sin in our lives, but they also can lead us to acting in sinful ways as well if we don't get our handle on them. And so we need to remember that emotions are a part of our natural being and who God wants us to be, but because of that, they also need to be examined in a very important way. Because there are some emotions that are very dangerous and very harmful if we let them be unchecked. And we know what some of these emotions are, but they probably include some of these as well: jealousy, pride, hubris, self-righteousness, and perfectionism. Those might sound familiar to some of us, and these are some of the emotions that when we don't examine them can lead us into the lives that God doesn't want for us. Now in particular, this one, self-righteousness, is one that I have to admit I am way too familiar with because it's one of the struggles that I have. Self-righteousness is not a good emotion and not a good place to be. And when we're honest about this one, or any of them for that matter, that aren't good for us, or if we lean too far into them, God can help us become more faithful and less sinful. God can help us get real around these things. Now, in particular, self-righteousness is a dangerous one because it puts us in a place of great compromise. With self-righteousness in particular, you know, the one that I'm, like I said, very familiar with, we start to put ourselves in the place of God, which is not something we should be doing. Because when we are self-righteous, we think that we are righteous. And really, the only one who was right, the only one who is worthy of that, is God, God's self, is Jesus, of course, as well, because they're one and the same. And that's who should be righteous. And that takes the place of God in our lives when we put ourselves there, and that's not good. But additionally, it does something else. It compromises our relationships with other people if we think we're self-righteous because we think that we're better than other people. Jesus tells this very important story of this time where there was this religious leader who was extremely self-righteous, and he was happy to tell anybody and everybody about his greatness. And Jesus tells this story, and he says, this is not how we want to be. But Jesus then tells that there was another person involved with the time at that age, and it was a tax collector who was considered the scourge of the earth back then. We've talked about that before, how the tax collectors, especially in Israel, were complicit with Rome, and they were the nobodies that nobody wanted. And there was also self-reflective tax collectors that understood they weren't righteous, that understood they needed God's love. And there was one in particular who was able to see this and show this and confess this. And Jesus lifts this up as who we're supposed to be. People who understand that they need God's grace, that they're not righteous, that God is, and God makes us holy in many ways. The other problem, of course, with self-righteousness in particular, and I just wanted to give an example of how this all works, is that when we're self-righteous, well, we put ourselves in a position to be judged by a harsh standard. And we also know that when we're self-righteous, what do? We talk about somebody's problems over there, but then what's often true? That very problem we're describing is one that we have, and we can't see it because we're so self-absorbed. And what does that make us? That makes us a hypocrite. Now, I give all of these examples to show how important it is to be able to get in touch with our emotions. In particular, that emotional experience of being self-righteous, and how when we actually ask God to help us with that, we can become more who God wants us to be. And that self-righteousness can reduce and reduce and reduce so that God's best for us and God's love for us can increase and increase and increase. Because getting in touch with these emotions is really important. Not only does getting in touch with our emotions help us see where we need to grow with the ones that are struggles, but also getting in touch with our emotions helps us see where we need to go. Because these emotions also can point us in the direction where God wants us to go and how he wants us to grow. Now in particular, there are some emotions that are very important to be in touch with that are positive and healthy in the direction God wants us to go. Some of those are compassion and empathy, love, trust, and reverence. These are emotions that when we put them into combination with the growth in our lives, how God wants us to go, we can have more and more of what God wants for us. So just to name a few, these are the kinds of emotions that God wants us to be in touch with so we can grow into the people God wants us to be. Now, exploring these emotions is important for many reasons, but specifically, as Brené Brown points out, when we get in better touch with our emotions, we actually are in a position to develop more meaningful connections with the people in our lives. And the more meaningful the connections we have in our lives, the more meaningful and the more wonderful life can be. But it's also true that the connections that we have is not just with other people when we explore our emotions. We can have meaningful connections with ourselves, with others as well, and with God. And exploring our emotions and getting in touch with ourselves in this very important way can help us improve these connections. It's of course true that we can grow in our connection with ourselves and as we explore our emotions. And getting in touch with ourselves isn't just something that is for people who have more time on their hands than they know what to do with. It's for everybody who has this opportunity. Getting in touch with ourselves through better understanding of our emotions can help us understand that God loves us, that God loves us for who we are and for who we're becoming. And when we see that, we can have a better understanding of why God loves us, because we can help see how amazing we are. Not that we're perfect, but that simply God loves us and helps us see that. And that's an important part of exploring the connection with ourselves. It's also true that when we explore our emotions, it helps us connect with others better. I mean, think about when you are having a time where you're in touch with the good emotions and the way you're growing, think about how much better your relationships are with other people. Think about how much more you can contribute in productive ways to their growth and to their well-being. Instead of if you're stuck up in some of the emotions that hold you back or put you out there in an unhelpful way, how about that holds people back and holds them down? Getting in touch with these things really is important as well for those kind of connections. And it also helps us with our connection with God when we get in touch with our emotions. Because when we know about our emotions and we know about our experiences in life that are emotion-filled, we can understand where we end and where God begins. Because it helps us get a better sense of who we are and who we're not. And this is a really important thing, because if we don't know where we end and where God begins, we could start to think that we are greater than we actually are and diminish who God is. Because we all attribute things to ourselves and to our ability that belong to God and God's ability. So think about it, when we can get a better sense of where we're struggling, we can know how God is helping us grow. When we get a better sense of where we end, then we can see how God is around us and how God is so great in our lives. So getting in touch with our emotions, as important as it is for our self-understanding and our connections with others, it actually has an important part of our understanding of who God is and how God is at work in the world. And so often, we might think that there are good things that are happening that are a product of our activity, when actually, it's something that God's up to. And we miss out on seeing God at work if we think it's all about what we're doing and where we continue to be instead of where God is at. These meaningful connections that are enhanced by a better understanding of our emotions and our emotional experiences are really important for us. They're really important for us because they represent so much, or maybe all of our lives in some way. But it also represents about how God is at work in our lives. And God wants each one of us to become more and more real. God wants each one of us to have less and less sin and more grace, like we've been talking about. And it also extends into our emotions. The more we can understand our emotional selves, the more we can understand how God wants us to go and how God wants us to grow. God wants us to have that peace that passes all understanding in our lives, so it can guard our hearts and our minds. And our emotions are indeed our hearts and our minds. And God wants those to be as faithful as they can be. God wants our emotions to be attuned to what God wants. So let's explore our emotions so we can be who God wants us to be, so we can bring about more meaningful connections in our lives.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.